Today on Gardening in a Minute, take all root rot. Take all root rot often affects Florida turf grasses in summer and early fall. This fungus hinders the plant's ability to take in water and nutrients. It's present on the roots of turf year-round in many lawns, but will only become a problem during or after prolonged periods of rain or when a lawn is stressed. The initial symptoms appear on the roots, but you're unlikely to notice them. If the turf is not being watered, fertilized, or mowed correctly, symptoms will begin to show above ground as irregular yellow or light green patches. Then the grass will begin to thin and die. By the time you can see the symptoms of take-all root rot, it's very difficult to control. But you can correct how you've been caring for your grass. For more information about take-all root rot and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, jicama. Jicama is a crispy vegetable that's high in vitamin C and is used in Mexican and Latin American recipes. The large edible roots have a brown outer skin that looks similar to turnips. Inside, they have firm potato-like flesh that has a mild and slightly sweet flavor. Jicama can be grown throughout Florida. If you start your plants from seed, they'll need 5 to 9 months of warm weather to produce roots that are big enough to eat. Plants started from small roots may be ready to harvest within 3 months. Give your jicama plant plenty of room since each plant can produce vines up to 20 feet long, and be sure to eat only the roots since all other plant parts are poisonous. For more information about jicama and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, classifying weeds. Weeds are unwanted plants that get in the way of plants that you do want. To control them, you need to find out which group your weeds belong to. Broadleaf weeds have leaves with net-like veins and usually have showy flowers. Common broadleaf weeds in Florida include clovers, chickweed, and beggarweed. Grassy weeds look, like you might expect, like grass. Some of the undesirable grasses you might find in your lawn are goosegrass, crabgrass, and smutgrass. Sedges have triangular stems, often have soft, burr-like seed heads, and prefer moist habitats. Some of the more problematic plants in these groups are yellow and purple nutsedge and water sedge. How your weed is classified can help you choose the appropriate herbicide and control strategy to get a handle on your weed problem. For more information about weeds, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fireflies. Fireflies, or lightning bugs, are a familiar sight to many of us, although perhaps less so to city dwellers. Fireflies are beetles that use their luminescent abdomens to attract mates, and each species has a different pattern of flashes. These flashing wonders come out at dusk or nightfall in woods or wetlands during the summer. Their chemical light is fascinating because it emits almost no heat, unlike light produced by electricity. Some scientists think fireflies can be deterred by brightly lit urban areas and that their populations may be decreasing because of mosquito spraying. To provide habitat for fireflies in your landscape, reduce or eliminate artificial lighting and keep pesticides to a minimum. If you're lucky, these insects will light up your summer nights. For more information about fireflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sea grape. Sea grape is a native plant found in coastal areas of Central and South Florida. Its bold, evergreen foliage and colorful fruit also make it a fun choice for home gardens. The rounded, leathery leaves can grow up to 8 inches in diameter. Sea grape gets its common name from the clusters of red, grape-like fruits that the female plants produce. Sea grape can grow as a shrub or a vase-shaped tree, depending on where it's planted. It can also be trained as a hedge. Sea grape grows in full sun or partial shade and is very drought-tolerant once established. It also tolerates salt spray and salty soils, making it a Florida-friendly choice for beachfront homes. But it is sensitive to frost and freeze and will benefit from protection. For more information about sea grape and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM.